This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the 45th annual Big Fun Fly-In with the Bits and Pieces RC Club, and that's going to be coming up this weekend, actually, Saturday, August the 2nd. Happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about that, the club president, Mike Easter, and Mike, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
As well as the vice president, Mike Green. It's good to have you with us, too.
Thanks as well, yes.
Yeah, it's good to have you both with us. 45 years that you've been doing this. Has the club been in existence this long, Mike Green?
Yes, pretty much. Let's see, 45, that would put it at what, 1980, something like that?
Yeah.
That's about when the club was founded by a gentleman named Don Garman. He's lived in the area forever. And he started the club, and it actually started out at Adrian Airport for a minute.
Sure.
And it moved around. It was in Tecumseh at the park in Tecumseh for a year or so, and then somehow or another he got hooked up with the guys in Heritage Park and they said, "Hey, we need a flying field." And the guy's like, "Well, we got an area that's not being used." He says, "Do you want to look at it?" "Well, yeah, I want to look at it, you know." And, yeah. You know, if anybody's been to Heritage Park, you know there's a lot of woods and all that other stuff. So they went in there and looked at it, and they saw this small field, and they said, "Well, that's okay, but that's kind of small." Which, if anybody knows down there, that would now be one of the soccer fields.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Just before you get to the Frisbee Golf.
Yep.
Anyway, he said, "Oh, no, that's not what we're talking about. You need to go way in the back. There's a great big field back there." And he said, "You can use all of that." So we went, you go through the gate, and there's a big clearing back there, and there's a massive area. Half of it's Frisbee Golf now, but most of it's us. And we have lots of room, and it's a perfect thing because our airplanes sometimes make a little bit of noise, but we have a natural sound barrier because the whole thing is surrounded by trees.
Yes, it is.
And we've had people come down there that said, "Oh my, I've lived just a couple of miles from here my whole life, and I've never heard you. We didn't even know you were here." So we're like, okay.
Job
out for us.
Yeah, exactly. Job well done, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
We try not to be too intrusive.
Yeah, well, and you know, the thing is that I'm sure the type of, and well, when we talk about the RC Club, we're talking about remote control
aircraft,
right?
Correct.
So we're talking about what type of aircraft then?
Well, we have members that fly virtually anything that you might think of or anything that you might see at an air show or even in some cases museums, from World War II airplanes to real turbine jets to World War I airplanes. A lot of the guys fly aerobatic airplanes, like you might see in a real full-size air show.
Mm, wow. I mean, this is going to be a lot to see during this show then.
It is. Sometimes, getting in the air, it takes people a little while, and there are some breaks in the action, but we try to keep it busy and something in the air. We also try to have somebody on a microphone kind of explaining to folks, what they're seeing, whether it's a World War II airplane, and they would know what airplane it was and the designation, and maybe a little bit about the airplane as it's being flown throughout its flight.
Yeah, that would be helpful to me because it's like, okay, that's a big plane. I don't know exactly what type it is, but if I had somebody telling me what type of a plane, I would be able to appreciate a lot more.
Sure, yeah. And that's one of the reasons we do it.
Yeah. So, Mike Green, how many people do you have in the club right now, approximately?
I think we're looking at like 36 people, 36 members at this time.
Wow.
Which is actually down. We've had as many as 50 or more in years past, but it's a little bit expensive and time-consuming, but some of us do it because of that, and we have a good time.
Well, that's the main thing. I mean, if you have a flair for it and are interested in it, you're going to participate in it, right, Mike Easter?
Absolutely. We encourage people to come out and in times that aren't a show, but the show is really an effort by us to allow the public to come out and see what we do.
Yeah.
There are kind of some other reasons, too. One is when you have 36 to 40 members, nobody's schedule ever coincides enough to have the whole group together. So
sure.
One time a year, at least, we have a show like this so that all of our members can participate at once in doing something that they enjoy. Another reason is it allows us an opportunity to invite flyers from the area, from other clubs, to participate. And all that does is makes more things to see, more people to hear from, and more fun for everybody.
Absolutely. Mike Easter, how did you get started in this?
Well, it was a long time ago, even though I haven't been a member here for that long. It was just kind of a love of airplanes.
Yeah.
You know, and I enjoyed airplanes, but I always, and there was, you might know radio, or not radio control, but line control airplanes.
Sure.
When we were young.
Yeah.
And that always felt restrictive to me.
Yeah.
Like I was attached, and I didn't want to be attached. So when radio control airplanes came out, as soon as I got to an age where I could afford it and where the technology was at least stable, I started to get into that.
Yeah.
I think I flew my first airplane in Wichita, Kansas.
Wow.
We were living there at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm originally from Adrian, but we had moved out there. And
sure.
Now we're back here.
Yeah. Mike Green, what got you into this?
I got into it because I had an uncle who lived in Ann Arbor who was heavily into it in the early 60s when it was basically the pioneer stages. They didn't have very good radios yet, and yeah. Very poor, actually. But I go to his house, go out in his garage, and they're hanging in his garage would be 20, 30 airplanes, and he'd be over there messing around, putting something together, fixing the servo or something. And I was just fascinated by all that stuff.
Sure.
And I did, like the other Mike, I did that control line thing too, but that didn't work out very well because I was lived out there on the farm and you kind of had to have smooth ground. You had to have somebody throw it for you or something, and it didn't always have that, so that made that difficult, and we didn't know how to do it anyway. So, but that was a long, long time ago. That was back in that was in the late 60s when I started doing that, maybe, 70s.
Sure, sure.
So.
Oh, well, I just thought it was interesting to see how you guys got involved in this. All right, now the show is going to be coming up on Saturday, August the 2nd at Heritage Park. What's going to be the times for this, Mike Green?
It's supposed to start around 10 and probably last till 4 o'clock. It might go later than that. It's just officially it's going to be 10 to 4, but.
Okay. Now, we were talking about the variety of different aircraft that will be out there. So what are other things that people can expect to see during the show then, Mike Easter?
Well, it's all about flying airplanes or flying aircraft. I don't know that we'll have any. We do have some people in the club who fly drones, so there may be a drone or two out there.
Okay.
We'll be flying, like I said, a number of different kinds of aircraft, doing a number of different things. I think if it works out, we're going to try and have a demonstration of what we call FPV, which is first-person view, where the airplane is actually flown through a camera on the airplane.
Ah.
And if it works out, we'll have a demonstration of that so that people can see what would be happening from the airplane's point of view.
Yeah. That would be cool. That'd be very cool.
It is. It's relatively new. It's kind of different because you do get a different perspective. We fly generally what's called line of sight, which means we can see the aircraft
sure.
all the time, as opposed to first-person view where you're actually viewing what's in there.
Right,
but,
right.
Like I said, I'm hoping that we will have that. It's not for sure thing, but we're going to try.
Something to look forward to.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything else that's going to be happening or there during the show then, Mike Easter?
Not anything that I can think of. Mike, is there something that you can think of that would be going on?
Yeah, we're going to have a food truck there. Wow. Hopefully making some good chicken dinners. That's what they said.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah, what is it called? Cluckin', crispy cluckin' chicken?
Okay.
The guys One of the local food trucks.
Sure.
Yeah, they're sort of affiliated with Monahan's
meat market.
Sure.
Apparently, whoever owns Monahan's, his brother owns the food trucks.
Yeah. Well, I've seen it out in front of their store as I've driven by there.
They're supposed to be scheduled to be there, so
good.
That should be good.
Now, this is definitely a family friendly event, right, Mike Easter?
Absolutely. Oh, we encourage people to come out, bring their kids. We try to be as friendly as possible. It's like any hobby, people that are involved like to talk about it.
Sure.
And so
Mike Green is laughing over there.
Well, that's because I hesitated to say old men that are interested in a hobby like to talk about it. So as long as people are careful and we work with them to do that, they're able to kind of get up close and personal with some of the airplanes and ask questions for sure, whatever they want to know. Everybody out there will be willing to talk to them.
And you know, I'm sure the kids are going to be rather curious when they see the planes and everything, and they want to say, you know, take a look at it and say, wow, and do the oohs and ahs at looking at the airplanes as well, Mike Green.
Yeah, all the airplanes will be lined up along the fence. You kind of have to stay, the spectators have to stay behind the safety fence, but we'll shut it down for a period of time and let people walk out there and ask questions to all the owners of all the aircraft.
Yeah.
See what they want to know.
Right. Now, admission to this is?
Free.
Free. Kind of like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned before, this is an opportunity for us to let people know what's going on, whether they've seen a remote control aircraft before or not, to understand about it, to learn about it, and if they are interested, help them get involved.
There you go. Now, it's going to be at Heritage Park, and I know where the area is that you're talking mm-hmm. about. For somebody that might be not too sure, they're going to be signs to direct them, Mike Green?
Yeah, there'll be signs. You'll see a little sign that says free air show and with an arrow pointed. And it's just out on north of M-52 across the street. The entrance is across the street from the Adrian Cinema.
Yep.
And it's right there right behind the BP gas station.
That's right, yeah.
And the signs will direct you in. You can't really miss it. Once you get in there and make that first right turn, there's no other place to go. But it's in the back. You got to keep going.
Just got to go till the end of the road.
And it might not be a bad idea to bring yourself a lawn chair.
That's absolutely a good idea. Good point.
And possibly, if you have an easy up shade, that might be okay. The problem with those is if you're sitting too far underneath it, you can't see the airplanes. But
true.
There'll be some shade. It's supposed to be a better day.
Cooler.
Than it has been. Not quite as hot.
Yeah.
It looks like, if my phone is correct, it should be about perfect weather for this. So.
As of right now,
are still crossed.
Yeah. As I remember from the forecast, things are looking good as of right now. So, keep like you said, Mike Green, keeping our fingers crossed for you too. This is going to be Saturday, August 2nd, the 45th annual Big Fun Fly with the Bits and Pieces RC Club at Heritage Park on North Adrian Highway. And anything else about the event that we haven't mentioned so far? Kind of covered everything?
I can't think of anything.
Okay.
I can't think of anything. I just would like to say that we enjoy the public being there, and it makes it as fun for the flyers as it does for those people watching.
Excellent. Well, much success on the event on Saturday, August the 2nd. Mike Easter, the club president, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And Mike Green, the club vice president, thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you so much for having us here. We're we can get the word out. This is going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we get a lot of people to show up for you. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.